Let me be the first person to officially welcome you to World Ventures. My name is Mark Acetta, and I'm your director of training. Now, I'm sure whoever shared the business with you definitely let you know that when you get home, you want to go through the Getting Started video and worksheet. But before that, let's spend a few minutes together while you're driving home so I can share a few key things that you should really know leading up to watching that video to make sure you get off to the best possible start. As the director of training, we started doing live events over 10 years ago, and we now do them all over the world. We train tens of thousands of people just like you. So the first thing I want you to know is if you've never done this before, relax. A lot of the people are enjoying the greatest success in our company, had never done anything like this before, or certainly had never had any success in the network marketing industry before joining World Ventures. And our live trainings are really the key where you come and learn from the top people in the world who are doing exactly what you're doing, exactly how to get the results that they're getting. So that's exciting. But again, right now we're driving home. Right now you're probably very, very excited. Maybe you have some anxiety because you've never done this before. So let me just start off by teaching you the first three rules that I learned over 30 years ago before I enjoyed tremendous success in this industry myself. And also the first three rules I taught at the very first World Ventures training. They're very simple. Pay attention, get excited, and never quit. Now, so many times I think these rules are so basic that a lot of people don't understand the power behind them. But I promise you, as I start to explain them, if you were to really use these three rules in virtually anything in your life that you want to achieve success in, they would get you to where you want to get to. So the first rule is pay attention. See, so many people are paying attention to the wrong person. If you're following a car that's going off a cliff and you don't know where you're going, when that first car goes off a cliff, where are you probably going to go? So many of us have not had a wealthy, successful person guide us by the hand and tell us what to do, so we're subject to free advice. See, when I first started in the industry 30 years ago, I had never done anything like this. I went to college. I got a job. I was living in a tiny little apartment, barely getting by. If money can't buy happiness, I could have been the poster boy for ecstasy. I did my own research study and found an extreme lack of money doesn't make you really happy either. So when network marketing came around, when I saw my first presentation, I could not believe this. So I immediately jumped in my car, drove home, wanted to get my mom and dad involved, wanted them to be a part of my team, wanted them to be customers, wanted them to maybe help me out, get a little inventory so I could start running my business. And as they were sitting there just listening to me go crazy and explain everything, my Aunt Shirley, who was my mom's best friend, jumped in and said, "Oh, no, no, this sounds like one of those things. You know, my sister Thelma got involved. These things don't work." So all of my enthusiasm, all of my excitement, all of my optimism came to a screeching halt. In the beginning, I was paying attention to the person doing the presentation, and it got me excited. But like most people, the last person I talk to is usually the one I end up paying attention to. So my Aunt Shirley jumped in and was trying to save me and protect me. In reality, she had no idea what she was talking about. My career almost ended right there. But thank God for me, I picked up the phone, called the person who presented, to explain to them I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it anymore, and they understood what was going on. When I explained it was Aunt Shirley, he said in the nicest possible way, "I'm sure your Aunt Shirley loves you, but does she have financial success? Has she ever done the business?" Started to dawn on me, she lived in a tiny apartment. She was obviously very broke financially. She was a secretary at a company called Hyperhumus, which sold manure. There were so many things about my Aunt Shirley, God love her, that she didn't have any success. And now I was paying attention to someone who was very unqualified to give financial advice. So I decided to pay attention to the person who I had been paying attention to initially and keep my focus there. And I promise you, if I hadn't done that one thing, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. You wouldn't want to talk to me because I'd have no success. And that's my point, guys. So instead of paying attention to your Aunt Shirley or whoever it is who may love you a lot but not understand our industry or how to do our industry, again, we've got training for you to be able to pay attention to. Now, as you're sitting sitting there, there's other things you need to know about. So imagine this. Imagine you're a little kid and you go into a haunted house, but you don't know it's a haunted house. So, whoa, my gosh, it scares the heck out of you. Run out of the house crying. But if someone were to say to you, hey, little Billy or little Susie, this is a haunted house, so don't get really scared. It's all for fun. When you went in there and something that would have otherwise been scary happened, it would have been no big deal because you wouldn't known it was make-believe. Well, what we want to do, part of what we want to do with this audio is let you know some of the things you need to be aware of in your first 72 hours so you don't get scared by them, because once again, there's nothing to be upset or scared by unless you don't know about. Like me, I didn't understand the first rule of pay attention, so my Aunt Shirley almost ended my career. I have had remarkable financial success over the last 30 years, so thank goodness I made that other phone call and paid attention to someone who was a lot more qualified. Right now, I'm going to let you listen to some people from all over the country who have tremendous success, the kind of people you should be paying attention to, and you can listen to some of the things they went through within their first few days with their careers so you can avoid those pitfalls and follow in their very successful footsteps.
What's going on? My name is Darren from the Bronx, New York.
And I'm Sarah. I'm originally from Australia by way of New York. When we first saw World Ventures, we both watched the same video, but we saw two completely different things. I was distracted by the stuff that was going on in our lives. We were living in Darren's parents' basement. Darren had gotten laid off from his job that day, and my job prospects weren't looking that great either. So I said to Darren, we're not doing this. And it was around 2 a.m. in the morning. I fell asleep, and he went in the other room, and he did it anyway.
Well, I realized that I was living scared for most of my life, and I didn't know it because I was following other people's rules instead of mine. I wanted my life, my wife, to be massive on a very successful level, and I just decided that in order for that to happen, I have to own my life, take some risk, and just do what needs to be done, and that's what we did.
I think what's really important when we got started, what Darren did, is instead of sitting there and trying to convince me that we were going to do this, he just went out and did it. He put in the hard work, and he, instead of saying this is what we're going to do, he just went and showed the results.
Hey there, it's Sakina out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And when my son brought this to me, it could not have come in a more inopportune time. I was so busy. I was working every single day, 7 days a week, 12 to 15 hours a day as an interior designer. I was making a great income. So from the outside looking in, six figures was really great, but it was really messed up that I didn't have the time that I wanted to with my family. And on top of that, I'd gone through a divorce after 25 years of marriage. So now here I am, a single parent of five children. So when this was brought to me, the idea of having more time definitely appealed to me, but I also started thinking about other things that I had done in the past. So what I also had to do was be real honest with myself and look at the fact that I really wasn't 100% coachable when it came to those other companies. And I really didn't want to miss out on this. It just made sense to me, and it seemed like it was a really big deal. So I just decided that I was going to put in the hard work and the effort, and I was going to be 100% coachable. And the bond that I get to create with all five of my children while we're building World Ventures is an absolute blessing.
Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Sarah, and we're from Denver, Colorado.
We saw World Ventures when we were 22 and 21 years old, going to a major university. And, you know, when this came across our plate, we were open to doing something different because we had watched our friends spend a lot of money, get their degrees, work hard, follow the system, do all the right things, but still be stuck on that hamster wheel. And so we saw World Ventures as simply a better way. However, even though we were excited, we had never done anything like this before. We were very shy, no business experience. But when we learned that there was a system in place that we could follow if we were simply coachable and teachable, we realized that, okay, maybe this is something that we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. I was getting my master's degree, planning on getting my law degree and taking over my dad's law practice when we saw this. And I got really excited the first night. I called my dad, who was my major supporter in life, and I explained the entire thing to him in just a few minutes that I learned that night. And he said this to me. He said, Sarah, are you crazy? And have you been doing drugs? What is this all about? And he wasn't supportive, to say the least. He was very concerned for my well-being, to make sure I didn't get into one of those things. And I just knew what I had my hands on. I trusted my friend. I saw the vision. And so we went back and forth for months. It was about 8 months until I finally got him to come to an event, meet some of the people, see the picture for himself, hear the entire story. And that night he turned to me, and I'll never forget, he said, "This looks awesome. I'm in." And that was when I realized I just had to get people to see the same vision I saw.
My name is Gail, and I'm from Dayton, Ohio. I was a corporate manager for 33 years. My nephew was 22 years old, and he called me and asked me to look at something. He said he wanted to show me how to make money. The problem was he was 22 years old. He didn't have any credibility. He had no professional experience, but he was very persistent. And because he was my nephew, I decided to look at World Ventures. When I looked at it, you know, nearing retirement, I realized that World Ventures was going to provide me another option, just a plan B. So I decided that I would get started with the company. And I saw an opportunity to choose the people that I was going to work with, understanding that even with World Ventures, there were no promises. I knew I would have to put some effort and hard work into being successful with this company, and that's what I did.
Hi, my name's Scott, and I'm from the Dallas area. And when I was first exposed to World Ventures, I was an executive for a large software company. And by the world standards, I was pretty successful. I was running a very large organization, North American operations for my company. I was making a very high multiple six-figure income. But what that required of me was to be away from my family all the time. I traveled with business at least 4 days a week, if not multiple weeks at a time. I was on an airplane every morning and every night of my life, and I was working easily 100 hours a week, and it was just taking a massive toll on our family. And at the time that I saw this, it was really fortuitous because I was already evaluating a lot of other options to try to change that problem for my family. We had looked at a lot of traditional businesses, franchise ownership, purchasing a small business, what have you. And what I was finding is that with every single option, I was going to be exchanging one ball and chain for another. Now, when my friend showed me this idea, frankly, I was not super excited about the idea of network marketing prior to seeing this. I'd never done network marketing, and I had some stigmas in my head about what it meant to be a network marketer. And I really had to become intellectually honest and evaluate it on its own merits like I would evaluate any other business. And what I discovered was that if I would just humble myself and get over how successful I was or cool I was or whatever, my own ego that would hold me back, I saw that this was going to give me something that none of those traditional businesses could. I could create an income that was on par or even higher than the income that I was currently making, and yet I could also have freedom and time as well. Of course, I knew I was going to have to put in massive effort, but I was going to have to put in massive effort with any of the traditional business options I had looked at as well. And so that was the kind of comparison that I made, and it enabled me to choose to do this idea and give it my all.
I'm Jonathan from Gallatin, Tennessee. When I saw World Ventures, I was busy. I had two restaurants. My wife and daughter was at one restaurant, and I was at the other, and I never got to see them. So this idea opened my eyes to the time that I was missing out on, and I wanted more of that. I wanted to see my little girl grow up. So when I did this, it was because of time. Then the economy crashed. Financially, I went through the worst time of my life, and this was there. And man, I'm so glad it was.
How you guys doing? My name is Michael. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. And when I saw World Ventures, at the time, I was in between jobs. I was working for a construction company, and my company lost their contract, like what happens with many construction jobs. And I was trying to find what my next move was going to be. Financially, I just wasn't in the best place. My fiance was the only one that was bringing in income. So we just were in a tough spot. And I saw World Ventures. For me, it just made a lot of sense to me. I got started, even though things weren't perfect. But I made the decision to say, you know what? If I gave this business and this company some hard work, some real effort, some real time, I believe that it can give me results that it had generated for other people before me. So one of the best things that I did without even realizing it was coming home and sharing the information with my fiance. And I knew that because she wasn't really aware of what was going on with the company or didn't know much about it. I had to come from a position of confidence to cast a vision to her, to let her know what I wanted to do with the company, my vision that I had set forth with World Ventures. And because I sat down and did that and took the time out to share that with her, she also got excited as I did. And because of both of our excitement, that was the beginning of our World Ventures journey together.
Hi, my name is Bobby. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. I'm 75 years old, which means I am very well seasoned. But in other words, I'm an old, ancient, molded, mildewed man and know it and loving it. When I saw this opportunity, I had been retired for 15 years, but I realized one thing, that I like a lot of having a lot of fun. I like being free and this opportunity for me to do this. Now, as I said, I was already financially secure, but my family and my friends were not. And I know this is something that could supplement their income as well as it did mine.
Hey guys, my name is Wanda. My husband Randy and I saw World Ventures 4 years ago. And at the time we were stationed at Dyess Air Force Base. He was 14 years into his Air Force career and I was a brand new nurse. Collectively we got 5 kids. I worked night shifts and he was flying 14, 18 hours even some days. So we were completely busy. In fact, when I saw World Ventures, the first thing I thought was we don't have a shot. There's not a shot that we have enough time to scrape in order to make this work, but I just figured that if they were telling me everything I needed to know and if they were telling me the complete truth, that I'd have been a fool for not at least trying. My husband was definitely my first big no because I tried telling him all about it instead of just showing him. Eventually we got past that. We were both equally excited about this. And Randy and I just needed something to be real. We just wanted this to be as real as we thought it was. And what we found out was that World Ventures underpromised and overdelivered for our family.
So as you can now see, some of the people who have had the greatest level of success in our company had to overcome some barriers within their first 24, 48 hours in the company, just like you may have to. So again, now you understand the haunted house. Look out for some of those things and you'll be in great shape. I also want to say that the people you heard from on this tape are incredibly qualified for you to pay attention to. They're in our very top percentage of success stories, but understand they're there because they worked very, very hard. You know, some direct sales companies unfortunately give people the impression that everyone who joins is probably going to be successful, and that is ridiculous. We never, ever tell you that. The bottom line is in life, very few people succeed at the highest level, and network marketing is no different than that in any way. So understand, if you want to be remarkably successful, you're going to have to work very, very hard. You're going to have to get educated. You're going to have to overcome all sorts of barriers, and you're going to have a long-term attitude. But the nice thing is some of the people that have already done that, you've now heard from them and can relate to their stories, so you know at least that it's possible. So the first rule, pay attention. Second rule, get excited. Notice that I didn't say second rule is get excited. Some people, when they're inviting someone to look at a presentation, are like, yeah, I have something I'm really excited to show you. You really can't believe how wonderful this is. You got to be kidding me. How is somebody else going to get excited about something if you're not excited about it? So you don't need to be phony and spastic when you're calling someone, but you also don't want to act like you're going to a funeral and you're whispering. Have some real, genuine enthusiasm. Don't be afraid, well, what if my friends think you're weird? Well, they probably think you're weird anyway. So just get excited. Don't be intelligence on ice. Be excitement on fire. Be ignorance on fire. Just go out there and show your enthusiasm, and I promise you a lot of people are going to react to it. Get excited and then make sure you stay excited. And the third rule is the one to me which separates the men from the boys, the women from the girls, and so on and so forth, is never quit. Pay attention, get excited, never quit. I think last year, somewhere around 70 million Americans made a New Year's resolution, went on a diet. How many people do you think finished up their diet in December? Bottom line is, for me, I go to the gym all the time. I'm sure some of you do as well. In the beginning of January, it's a nightmare because all the resolution people are there. But the sad truth is, by February 1st, the vast majority of them are gone because people quit. They get excited in the moment, they give up. I remember when I was a little kid, I went to Madison Square Garden for my first concert. I first saw an electric guitar played. I couldn't believe it. I badgered my mom and dad to get me a guitar. They finally gave in. After 2 days of playing it, my fingers hurt. It didn't sound like the guy at Madison Square Garden. You know what I did? I quit. So people quit all the time. People drop out of college. People quit things where there's a lot more at stake than $100 it takes to become a rep in World Ventures. So let me just share with you a very key thing here is making sure you don't quit. When I talked to you earlier, the people who have had a lot of success on this tape, they've all been in this a long time. They all learned a long-term mentality. Nothing of greatness comes quickly or easily. In the book Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell says, in order to be a statistical outlier, to be better than everybody else, if you really want that, then most of those people put over 10,000 hours into what they're doing. So if you want to be exceptional, understand it's possible, but you've got to put a significant amount of time. So that third rule, never quit, is important. In other words, never quit even if you don't make a sale your first day. Never quit even if the person you were sure was going to want to be a rep with you decides they don't want to do it. Pay attention, get excited, never quit. Follow those three rules and you'll be in great shape. And remember the haunted house, guys. Just keep coming back to our training. We'll keep pointing out where the pitfalls are in front of you. If you're going for a landmine field, wouldn't you love to have someone who's been through the minefield many times to say, "Oop, don't step there, go over there, make sure you don't do this." We have the people to share with you what to do and what not to do. While we can't guarantee your success, we just have a lot of people who've taken a journey ahead of you, and we're happy and excited to share the information that we've accrued over time so that you can have the kind of success you'd like to have within our company. So remember, if you haven't watched it yet, watch the Getting Started video and do the worksheet as soon as you get home, and please come see me and these other top producers at the live events. The information, you can get trained online, but there's something magical about the live events. So many people say the culture at World Ventures is the best in the world, and that, I promise you, begins and ends at the live event. So get to one as soon as you possibly can. So we're done with this, but remember, now you have some knowledge on what to do, but nothing happens without action. So a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the very first step. So make sure as soon as you're done with this audio, you take the first step to becoming successful in World Ventures.